Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and as always, pleased to welcome to our program from the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Services, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
I trust you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are as well.
I am indeed. Thank you so much for joining us. It is National Heart Month this month, and I thought, well, possibly we could talk about heart health, and one of the things very important to heart health is sodium. So let's get started, Carmen. Initially, let's just talk about how we can reduce our sodium intake.
Danny, we are probably all getting way more sodium than what we need, even if we never pick up the salt shaker. It's amazing how much salt we have in our food that we're not even aware of. The American Heart Association recommends that Americans have around 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day, and that's about a teaspoon. The ideal limit is actually only around 1,500 milligrams, and that's for actually most Americans. That includes African Americans, people over 50, and I think we fall in that category.
Mm-hmm.
People who have high blood pressure, diabetes, kidneys disease. There are a lot of people that need to be in that 1,500 milligram limit, but on average, people are eating around 3,400 milligrams of sodium each day.
Hey, Carmen, I really thought you were going to keep that over 50 thing just a secret between us.
When we think about why do we even need to be concerned about sodium, the sodium in our bloodstream pulls water into our blood vessels, and that increases the total amount of blood inside our blood vessels.
Mm.
And with more blood flowing through the blood vessels, the blood pressure increases.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like if you turn up the water on your garden hose, the pressure in the hose increases, and you know the more there is, the more it shoots out.
Right.
So over time, blood pressure can actually stretch or injure blood vessel walls. And the gunk, the plaque that builds up can block the blood flow. When we think about how much harder our heart has to work to force the blood through when it's pumping the blood through the body,
mm-hmm.
that's an issue as well because it kind of wears us out.
As you mentioned, we're all eating more sodium than we think we are because anytime you're getting stuff off the shelves, it's preserved. If you look at that, you'll see how much sodium is in everything. And if we don't have high blood pressure, is it still important? Eating less sodium?
It is important because we're actually all at risk. Even if we don't have high blood pressure, eating less sodium can help reduce the typical rise in blood pressure that occurs with age. It
mm-hmm.
can reduce our risk of a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, kidney disease, sometimes even things like headaches.
Okay, so let's say I know too much sodium hurts my heart, my health. What can I do to cut back?
And when we think about 75% of the sodium we eat comes from packaged foods and restaurant foods.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it a little bit more challenging to control because we really don't know what we're getting. It's actually already in our food before we get it. But at a restaurant, you can specify how you want your food prepared. An easy one, and it's not that we're promoting people eat a lot of French fries, but if you ask for your French fries not to have salt on them,
mm-hmm.
first of all, you get a fresh batch.
Yes,
because that's probably not how they're going to make them to start with. But you can put your own salt on, and that way you have control over what it is.
And tasting your food before, and a lot of people I know don't do this. I see this all the time. As soon as food's right in front of them, they grab the salt shaker. But you really should taste it before you add salt, right?
We should, because it might not need any. And as you mentioned, a lot of people just are in the habit of putting that salt on, that shake. We've done some experiments before where we put a piece of plastic wrap or saran wrap over the top of a plate
mm-hmm.
and then let people shake on the amount of salt that they normally shake. And then you can lift that plastic up and measure it out to see how much there is. And sometimes it's pretty surprising.
Well,
but if you think that the food needs a little bit more flavor, try adding some fresh ground pepper. Sometimes a squeeze of fresh lemon or lime can enhance the flavor. So there's a lot of different seasonings that we can use besides salt that make our food taste good.
That is a neat trick right there. We're talking with Carmen Long. Carmen's the extension agent with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. It's a Heart Health Month, and we're talking about how to keep your heart healthy. And one way is to reduce that sodium intake and specific ways to do that. What do? We watch out for foods that are described using certain words. What are some of those words that you would have, Carmen?
Some of those words just indicate there's going to be more salt. If it says anything about foods being pickled or brined, barbecued, cured, smoked, if it has soy sauce or teriyaki sauce on those foods, they're typically going to be a little bit higher in sodium. So we want to look for foods that are described on a restaurant menu as being steamed or baked, grilled, roasted. Those typically are going to have a little bit less sodium.
And this is the one that makes a lot of sense in every imaginable way, but it's maybe one of the hardest things to do, control portion sizes.
That is right. When we cut our calories, we usually cut the sodium too. So if smaller portions are available, that might be the way to go, or you might be able to share your meal with a friend or a spouse, someone that you're dining with, or just ask for a to-go box, and when you get your order, go ahead and place half of that meal in the box to eat later. Just make sure you put it in the refrigerator as soon as you get a chance. We don't want any food safety issues from that, but sometimes people will say, I'll just put in there what I have left over. But the problem is, the longer we sit there, typically the more we eat, and we might not have as much left over if we wait till the end. It's better to go ahead and divide it to start with.
I have to admit, words that rarely cross my lip. Can I get a to-go box? Carmen, we mentioned about packaged foods. Now we're at the store, we're shopping for foods. What do we do there?
Actually, we have a little bit of an advantage at the store because they have labels on those packages. If it's a processed food, fruits and vegetables, they don't have labels, but we don't need to worry about those. It's things that are already prepared and packaged that we need to be more concerned about. So read and compare labels. Choose the product with the lowest amount of sodium per serving. Make sure you look at that per serving, because just because something looks low in sodium, it might be they're only considering a serving to be one tiny little piece, where we really might eat the whole bag of something or the whole box. So check that out. And you might be surprised that different brands of the same food can have very different sodium levels. So just pay attention to the food label, and that's a good key as to which one you might want to select.
Is it beneficial, Carmen, to rinse those things? Like if you get beans or something in the cans, does that help in any way?
That is a great suggestion. Thank you so much, Danny, for mentioning that. Yes, if you have canned items, just put those in a colander, run some water over it, drain it, and you're rinsing a lot of that extra sodium off. So that's a great way to eliminate some that we really will never miss.
Fresh fruits, vegetables, you mentioned that, but frozen poultry, is that good too? Is it, does it have sodium?
Well, and you wouldn't think that fresh and frozen poultry might have sodium in there, but make sure you check the label. A lot of times poultry is injected with a brine, saline, or sodium solution. It helps with the shelf life of that, that bird. So sodium levels in unseasoned fresh meats typically are around 100 milligrams or less for a 4-ounce serving of that meat. So just make sure that on the nutrition facts label, where it has a list of ingredients, that it doesn't list anything that's going to be added sodium.
Now, I know, obviously, we know don't reach for the salt shaker, but what about the other condiments?
Some of them can be pretty high. When we look at, we had already talked about soy sauce, teriyaki sauce, even some of our bottled salad dressings, dips, ketchup, salsa, mustard, pickles, olives, some of those can be high in sodium. So look for a reduced or lower sodium version when you're reading those labels.
And there are canned vegetables. I've seen these at the store that say no salt added. Is that true?
That is true, and when you taste it, you will know it.
Okay.
Because they don't taste like the other ones do. You can also buy frozen vegetables that don't have any extra salty sauces. Mm-hmm. These work really good when you're going to be adding them to a soup or a casserole or other mixed dishes. You won't even notice that they don't have that extra sodium. If you pick those just to eat, you probably are going to need to season them with something, because our flavor preferences are used to things tasting fairly salty, and you're going to notice that those items are low salt or are salt-free.
Our guest on Extension Today is Carmen Long with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about sodium and the importance of reducing your sodium levels for heart health, and the number of ways to do that when preparing food at home. I actually, I didn't even look ahead, and I actually touched on this. You drain and rinse those canned beans and that sort of thing.
And that is exactly right. Can cut the sodium by up to 40%. So it's a great way to get rid of some of that extra. Another is to combine some low sodium versions of food with regular versions. So if you don't like the taste of low sodium, try combining it with a regular version, and eventually, if you work more towards that lower sodium one, you probably really won't notice the difference. This works really well for like chicken broth soups, tomato-based pasta sauces, things that have a lot of flavor in them already.
It's easier than going cold turkey. You just sort of reduce it as you blend them in, right?
Exactly right. We want our food to still taste good, but we just have to figure out how we can make that happen without having quite as much salt.
What about pasta and rice, that kind of thing?
When you read the directions on how to cook pasta, rice, hot cereals, it's going to probably tell you to add some salt. That is just a flavor enhancer. It's not anything you need to do to actually prepare those foods. So if you leave that out, and once you cook those items, you're probably going to add some other ingredients to it. You will never miss that extra sodium that you've cut out in the cooking process.
What are good ways to cook that we don't need to add the salt?
Well, when we think about things that enhance the flavor, like grilling, braising, roasting, searing, sautéing, those cooking techniques bring out the natural flavors in foods, and that will actually reduce the need to add any extra salt.
Okay, this is an interesting thing. You say incorporate foods with potassium. How does that benefit?
Well, actually, potassium helps counter the effects of sodium and might help lower your blood pressure. So if we incorporate some foods that are high in potassium, like sweet potatoes, greens, tomatoes, different types of dried beans like white beans, kidney beans, non-fat yogurt, oranges, bananas, cantaloupe, those are all great sources of potassium, and it sure is worth a try. They taste good, too.
There you go. And this is good, too. Use different things, onions, garlics. What about that?
Just anything to enhance that flavor. So, as you mentioned, onions, garlic, herbs, spices, citrus juices. We talked about lemons, limes, oranges. Even vinegars can be used to enhance the flavor of foods. And we want our food to taste good. One of the things that I've actually done at my house and that my family likes is to make some homemade seasoning mixes that are lower in sodium. And one of our favorite one is a Mexican blend or a taco seasoning mix. And if you look at the package of those already prepared in the grocery store, they're pretty high in sodium. So if you can make one of your own that you don't add any extra salt to, that's a great way to have a flavor enhancer that you can use without feeling guilty.
Please tell me, Carmen Long, you're willing to share those ingredients with us.
I would be happy to, and we'll share. And then if anybody needs a copy, if they'll call the extension office, the Allegheny number is 336-372-5597, or the Surrey office is 336-401-8025, and we can also put those on our Facebook pages and websites. We'll be happy to send you a copy, but this is actually from our new curriculum, Med Instead of Meds, which is a new Mediterranean cooking eating program. I just thought it might be something that people would enjoy. But
absolutely,
it calls for 1/3 cup of chili powder, 3 tablespoons of paprika, 3 tablespoons of ground cumin, 1 tablespoon of oregano, 1 tablespoon of black pepper, and 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. And you can actually add a little more if you like things a little bit hotter. My husband likes things a little spicy, so he'd probably add another dash or two to that. But you just combine all those ingredients together and put it in a plastic container, and you're ready to shake on a little spice when you need something a little more exciting than just plain food.
Terrific. Homemade taco seasoning per Carmen Long. That sounds delightful. And yeah, we'd probably shake a little cayenne in at my house too. So that's a neat thing. And you'll make that available to folks too.
We will. We also have used this as a dry rub on meats, and that works really well too. So it's much less expensive as well. You can buy seasoning mixes herbs in the Latino section at the grocery store that are much less expensive than in the traditional baking aisle spice section. So just check around and hopefully you'll find some things that will work well for your family.
Terrific. With the Surrey and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, the Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education, Carmen Long, thanks for all the terrific information today. We appreciate it. And I know folks may have some questions about it, so they'll probably be giving you a call, and I know you'll take care of them as well. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. We appreciate it and look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Danny. Have a great day.
Thank you. And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.